Hey, it's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm not going to lie. I've heard the music. I'm excited about the music. But then when I realized that you had brought my man Trippy back into the girlfriend world, I was like, holy shit, there must be something special about her.
Man, listen.
I thought he was brokenhearted. I didn't know he'd be wiping a girl up.
Everything cozy.
Everything's cozy.
Everything fucking cozy. Leave him alone.
I got to get a feel for your personality. I'm trying to figure out what kind of woman could tame my mans.
I know. It's weird that we meet like this, right? I don't know. Maybe we should just get in tune. So you should find out what's going on. Because a lot of people are in tune. You know what I'm saying, Adam?
Let's talk about it. Okay. Double XL freshman list. You made your play for it.
Yes.
How's it feeling?
It feel good. Listen, it's a lot of talented female artists out here, but I just want to go ahead and say, like, I am the first, probably the first female to definitely go ahead and do a lot of numbers and do, like, all this shit that I'm doing, nobody's done.
Really?
And it's all happened less than a year.
That's
you
amazing.
You see, I'm on Rolling Loud.
Yeah.
Less than 12 months.
That is amazing. What energy do you feel? Because this is, like, it's a very prime time for women rapping in the game. And it feels like the people's appetites are whetted. They want new energy. They want to feel something different. Like, what would you describe as, like, what you are doing musically and what you're bringing to the table?
I'm very versatile. You know, I'm different. Everything cozy. It's a lot of different. It's a lot of the same sound out here, you know, and a lot of the same looks. Everybody want to be like, and you know what I'm saying? It's a time and place for that, but it's about longevity at the end of the day.
Okay. Where exactly are you from?
I'm from Jersey.
Jersey. All right. Yeah. So how's that feel like right now? You think Jersey's having a moment?
Jersey, man. Hell yeah. Like, you see, hottest thing in Jersey that's been is what? Fat Boy and Fetty Wap.
Joe Budden.
Joe Budden.
That's skinny from the Nine. Joe Budden.
Joe Budden.
Fat Boy.
Fat Boy. I said Fat Boy as SC.
You ever got a Fat Boy feature?
Fat Boy was, yo, let me tell you something. Fat Boy was the first person that brought me out. Like,
is he really?
He took me to Rhode Island, and they fucked with me at the crowd when we had a show.
He stays in the clubs.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He stays
he's
getting booked.
He's funny as hell. Shout out to Fat Boy. Everything cozy, nigga.
So what? All right, Jersey, though. Jersey has, like, a very interesting history. Like, do you feel like a New York City girl to any extent?
Nah, we 15 minutes away from the bridge. Mm. We in Bergen County, so it's like, no, but we family. Mm-hmm. Everybody in New York and Jersey, we family.
But, okay, there's, like, two different ways of growing up in Jersey. There's, like, growing up in Jersey and you're in New York City, like, every other day. Or there's, like, people who live in fucking South Jersey and they never make their way over the bridge.
Yeah, no. See, like, I've never been to Camden.
Okay.
Like, I've never been over there, ever.
Okay.
Yeah, nah.
So you were saying safe.
Yeah.
Not putting yourself in that.
It's just I've never been over there. Like, I've been in North Jersey, like.
Mm.
New York, Jersey.
People don't know. There's a million different habitats out
from?
There. I'm from Nashville, New Hampshire, right outside of Boston.
Boston? Oh, yo, I was born in Boston. I was born in Boston, Massachusetts.
Where? Fenway?
No. Roxbury.
Roxbury.
Yeah.
Wow. That's actually amazing that you made it this far. I'm going to venture a guess. You might have made it further than anybody from Roxbury before.
Yeah. So you're from Boston. That's crazy. You should do your research, yo. You should check what's going on because this is Boston. A lot of history in my
Boston. There's a lot of history, but Boston also not a hip-hop hub, let's be real.
It's not, but the fans is definitely lit. The colleges is lit.
No, I love Boston beyond all measure. Don't get it twisted.
Weed
at all
legal now. Huh? Weed is legal now.
Weed is kind of legal now all of a sudden. Yeah, but last time I went to a show there and we were smoking like heavy, but they were also acting like we were doing heroin or something. They were acting, it was like real shady.
You know, they be wilding, but Boston's lit. Yeah. I love Boston.
So what do you spend much time in Jersey now, or are you just like on the road constantly just taking opportunities and doing
whatever? We've been moving. Like, it's been less than what, 5 months since we got signed to Republic?
5 months?
Yeah, less than 5 months.
How long have you actually it's been new. Making music for?
I've been doing music since I was like 14. I got like music videos on. I got music videos on YouTube and shit when I was like 14 and stuff.
14? So but you always knew you wanted to be a musician?
Yeah. I was working. I was doing sales. Was my last job. I realized I it wasn't for me. Yeah, I was a sales great
Where?
Saleswoman.
Where?
My last job was push the cart.
Push
and
the
I was
cart?
Working Export Enterprise. I'd be like, "Hi, my name is Coy. Am I speaking with John, the business owner?" He'll be like, "Yeah." I'll be like, "Okay, great. I realize that your Google listing's outdated. Can I go ahead and inform?" Why?
I'm actually, I'm thinking about my Google listing. Yeah. I'm like, damn, maybe she's got a point.
Hours of operations? Yeah, I used to get it, but I started doing music. I just activated my Instagram October 2017, so I'm
brand
new.
That's when you started it?
I'm fresh. That's when Coy Leray evolved.
Wow. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. You know, it's like a big decision as a woman now, like how, to what extent you want to sort of sexualize yourself and show yourself looking super sexy versus like letting, focusing on the music.
You see the sexy
it's
shit.
It's a weird decision, right?
But you see, you know, everything's still cozy. You know what I'm saying? And that's all it's about. And that's what these bitches got it fucked up. It's all about the music. These bitches be trying to, like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you got that attitude. I can tell all right. I can tell why my man's fucks with you is because I don't think he can handle being around a girl that isn't confident, you know?
We fucked the stage up together. You seen us perform? Did you see
it? I didn't see it. I just got here.
Yeah, so, yo, we the dynamic duo. That's my baby.
Really? Okay. Well, that's beautiful. How you feel about, like, Chris King and Rocket, all those weird, crazy,
crazy
hoodlums
all
that they spend time
crazy.
With?
All his fucking friends are crazy, but you got to love them, too. We family.
Yeah, definitely. Can we get him over here?
Babe!
Trippy!
His
head hurts. Damn. He's all right. Yeah. Okay, but let's ask you that. When your man has a headache, what do you do?
Huh?
When your man has a headache, what do you do?
He's just acting like a fucking baby right now.
I think
like
he wants to let you get your own shine. He's like, nah, I can't do it. I gotta let it shine.
Yeah, he's just, I don't know. He's acting like a big baby. He's been acting like a baby all day.
Man, you got like an anime tattoo. You an anime head?
Yeah, you know, I got a lot of tattoos.
You do? You got the butterfly? Oh, shit. What's that say?
Not all those who wander are lost.
Not all those who wander are lost. That's a classic one.
Look, and then I got,
oh, shit. We got the Powder Puff Girls. I'm assuming you got that before Lil Pump got it on his neck.
Yo, he got that after me. You crazy as hell.
You're the innovator.
You crazy as hell, yo. You crazy as hell. You know he got that. My shit better. Everybody know that.
Yeah, I mean, you went
dumbass.
Powderpuff Girls, though, you feel like that? Is that the energy you're bringing to the game?
Everything cozy. Look, I wear braids. I don't normally do the weave. This is my second time. Got the other, you know what I'm saying? It's me. See,
that's
she got
you
braids.
In the center? Oh, yeah, there you go.
You know what I'm
saying? Oh,
and this
shit.
Is, her hair is blonde and black.
I knew one of them looked a little different. Oh, so these are like your alter egos?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Sugar Spice, everything nice, everything cozy. Get to know me. Ha!
So what can we expect for you from the rest of the year? You got a project dropping soon or anything?
Yeah, I'm working on my album. I just dropped a single, Good Day.
Yeah.
Huddy's still going. We about to, reach like 2.5 million views on Huddy.
Okay.
So everything's lit right now.
I'm impressed. I think you got my XXL vote. I'm going to go put my vote in. I don't know if I get to vote.
No, listen. Listen. Hold on. Can I get close to the camera? I don't know how close to the camera I could get. Which one? This one? Okay, let me tell you something. Everything cozy. There's nothing. Babe. Everything cozy. He's like my head. Listen. Adam. Tell this nigga to get to know me, bro.
Hey, get to know her because everything's cozy. I guess that's my main point I want to make.
Period.
It's cozy. I feel like you can't say cozy unless you got sweatpants on. I'm going to be real with you.
Nah, what do you mean? You crazy as hell.
I'm cozy.
Okay.
You see the shorts.
Everything cozy.
I'm super comfortable. I couldn't be more comfortable.
I could teach Adam some drip lessons. Stay tuned for that next.